What's good? You are now tuning into the Man Stash Podcast.
What up, what up, world? This is your boy Polo Paul, the host of the Man Stash Podcast. It is a new episode, a new Monday, and of course, a new message. This episode is called, Alright, so boom, I cheated. And you guessed it, this topic and discussion in this episode will be surrounding the rhetoric and the narrative of infidelity, cheating, being unfaithful within a committed monogamous relationship. Now, we all, you know, have some shape, form, or fashion or idea in regards to what we believe is cheating or was cheating in our eyes. We all have different, you know, standards and expectations in regards to, you know, how we feel about it, whether we have, like, you know, I know cross that line when you step out, or as long as you don't bring anything within the house, or whatever your boundaries or limitations are. But for all intents and purposes, I will give you guys the breakdown and just the baseline definition of what cheating is. So, cheating. Cheating is going to be the act of being emotionally or sexually unfaithful to your partner who you are in a close relationship with. That means monogamous, guys. But, again, the key points are going to be emotionally and sexually. Now, you may think, oh, okay, emotionally, that's going to be more on a mental standpoint or a mental aspect. And a lot of times, that is always the very first thing that goes when it comes to infidelity. When you lost their mind, of course, their mind is going to be somewhere elsewhere where it's not focused on your relationship or on you. And of course, with men, we're quite the visual, you know, predators, but in a figurative aspect, we seek out our needs, wants, and desires elsewhere. If we're getting lack thereof or deprived of the things that we definitely need or yearn for within a committed relationship. A lot of oftentimes we have gentlemen that when they don't have those things, they feel as though the relationship is less than, versus addressing the issue, bring it up and conveying it a certain way, and you know, things just start to roll downhill. How do I know this? Well, of course, you probably guessed it. I, too, have also cheated. And my past experiences and my younger years, I was so wound up in myself in regards to being inconsiderate, or everyone else's feelings and thoughts and emotions came second onto mine. I was always a gentleman that was adamant about self-preservation, which is extremely healthy within any type of relationship, or whether if you're single. However, I think I've overcompensated by indulging myself outside of their said committed relationship. And when I was confronted by my significant other, I couldn't articulate correctly my emotions, my thoughts, my feelings, the right way to speak to my significant other. So as I'm, you know, reveling in the back of my head, trying to find something, you know, say something that may satisfy right now until I can fully grasp this whole thing that I've done, where I wasn't even thinking about the repercussions or consequences. You know, I just gave her, you know, what she wanted to hear versus what she needed to hear. And that is a very important thing to understand, address, and admit. You know, first and foremost, you know, I'm a cheater. Of course, you know, the old saying of, you know, once a cheater, always a cheater, and that's not the case. You have to ensure that your partner, as well as yourself, are adamant and serious about making the relationship work and bouncing back from, you know, this unfortunate event. If you're not 100% in, both of you guys, then someone's going to be overcompensating and someone's going to be showering in the indulgence of being the one that supposed to been, you know, clean and faithful the entire time. And not saying to, you know, bad mouth or bash anyone or point fingers, but you both have to create an effort that's 100% both ways, because if you don't, you get yourself slighted. And what happens is it will become a reoccurring issue, and the person that is trying to get back in your good favor or trying to redeem themselves, they'll administer resentment, animosity, and you think, well, they're the ones that's wrong. You know, they're the ones that cheated. They are the ones who should be punished. Yes, that might be the case, but there's a right way, which we call tact, to go about things and approach it in a certain positive element, but still be firm in your beliefs and what is right and what is wrong. And clearly he was wrong, but you still love him. And so you have to address certain things very, very delicately. And I'm going to give you guys the information, the tips, tools, and trades, as always, on how to bounce back from infidelity. But more so, before we get into those tips, tools, and trades, I definitely want to give you guys, especially you ladies out there that's probably salivating at the mouth right now, about the top three reasons in regards to why men actually cheat. I've gave you a few hints at the beginning of this segment, but I'll expound on those shortly after I kind of, you know, talk about a few bit of my you know, past experiences dealing with relationships and infidelity, whether I was the one, the cheater, or the one that was cheated. There's always a sense of immediate insecurity, especially from the one that was cheated on. You feel a thing of why wasn't I good enough for you to stay faithful? Where was I? What did I do wrong in regards to you not loving me properly? And you got to watch off of certain questions like that, because what you start to do is unintentionally personalize the issue towards the person. And I'm going to talk a little bit more extensively on how to approach certain questions that you want and still addressing and conveying your thoughts and feelings the right way for those people that have been cheated on. Now, for the people that cheated, you men out there, we can all attest that we struggle when it comes to really voicing out our thoughts and our feelings. One, because we want to protect the ones that we love, first and foremost. So sometimes we don't know how to properly say things, and we refrain from saying the things that we need them to hear versus what we allow them to hear. So in layman's terms, we tell them the things to comfort them, to make them feel good and reassure and try to knock out those insecurities. But, you know, even though it's still going to be there, and then you're left with not only trying to redeem yourself, but you're left with, well, I still didn't address my issues. Why I did this in the first place? I can't bring it out correctly. I can't get it out right. How can I fix this without hurting this person more, you know, no more than I've already done? And it's a tough thing. It's hard. You know, that's one of the, you know, top things of, you know, people admitting a lot of things. But what happens is just, you might chopped off like a glacier, but you still got a small little snowball still rolling downhill, accumulating, you know, more drama, more resentment, more animosity, more anger. And it's just fueling until it becomes a reoccurring issue of maybe you stepping out, the one that was cheated. Or maybe it might be a reoccurring issue with the one that cheated in the first place. The cheater, I should say. And You know, it's a tough thing, a hard pill to swallow, especially when you've been cheated on, because it's just like, wow, like, you just, you know, went out, did your thing, came back, didn't even, you know, break a sweat, didn't blink an eye, everything is still normal. You probably a little bit more, you know, up, but I think you must have had, like, a really good day, and here it is, you know. You're, you know, I wouldn't say stuck with this person, but you're dealing with this person who I wouldn't say living a double life, but have been intimate, you know, had a connection that's supposed to be solely yours. And you become vulnerable. The person that has been cheated on, you become, you know, extremely vulnerable. Like, if someone just, you know, ripped out your chest cavity and exposed your heart. And, you know, you become so fragile and so delicate, and you gotta be held properly. But the only one that realized that is the person who has cheated on you. And, you know, now they're walking around on eggshells, because it's like, how do I approach things now? Like, not only did I do this, but they're still willing to deal with me and still willing to put up with me. And now, instead of trying to convey all my thoughts, feelings, and ideas onto why I did X, Y, and Z, you're protecting their exposed heart, their vulnerability, because you've already opened up a can of worms that, you know, is extremely hard to close and seal properly. So with that being said, you might ask yourself, well, why do men do it? If they know, like, how bad it hurts us, why do they do it? Do they really don't think about us? Do they really don't care what, you know? And to answer your question, it's not that they're not thinking about you at that second. It's just that they don't have any recollection. I wouldn't say any recollection. But what happens is that they're so tunnel vision on fulfilling that void that they were missing within their relationship, that they totally lose sight to what matters most. They start to look more introspective instead of introspective. And it's like they've been waiting and waiting. I don't know, you know, what actions or things that they've done to, you know, tell you, like, hey, something's wrong with this relationship. But even if they don't, they're still looking or vying for that spark and connection. And when it's not there or it doesn't go by their time, they start to, you know, steer away, you know, away from the marriage, away from the household, away from the kids, away from, you know, your family, away from your friends, but more specifically, away from you. Away from your relationship. And it's an extremely tough thing. But through the years of, you know, trials and tribulations and hurt and hindrances, I have obtained a level of wisdom, maturity, and understanding when it comes to infidelity. And how to solve it if you're willing to, you know, move past it and work through it. But in any relationship, it's a two-way street. So, you know, if you cheated or you were the one that was cheated on, regardless, if y'all saying y'all gonna, you know, bounce back and work on this relationship, one person should be standing on the sidelines and let someone else, you know, someone, your significant other, do all the legwork. It doesn't work like that, because beforehand it was 50-50 or 100-100, but you gotta, you know, be in the ring with them, because when they turn around and get up in that corner, you know, in that boxing ring, and they getting beat up with all life's, you know, trials and et cetera, whatever, what have you, and they look and you're not in that corner, you just, you know, out, you know, ringside, just, you know, just looking like, well, you better do something. I don't know what to tell you. I can't coach you because, you know, I want you to meet my expectations, but I can't tell you my expectations. You just got to prove it to me some way, form, or fashion. So you out there getting your bell rung out in that ring, And it's like, you don't have the proper tools. I mean, you got the proper weapons, but you don't have the proper foundation, footwork, fight mechanics in regards to, parry and, maybe do like a rope-a-dope or whatever boxing terminology for you to win the fight. At the end of the day, it's to win the fight, right? And in this case, you're getting beat up by, the jadedness of life, specifically infidelity, whether it's, Instagram models where your spouse been, liking all of their pages or commenting, that's, time and emotion invested into, it could be a computer bot or it could be an actual person, but they don't even know. You're just another, like for their, internet fame, if you will. Right. But aside from that, you want to get down to the nitty gritty and the root cause of, why men actually cheat. How can I prevent this? Or as a man, how can I self-identify these things, not only within myself, but maybe within my children or within my friends? There's billions of people in this world, and there's at least one person that has committed some adultery or infidelity. Now, whether they learn from it, that's totally upon their discretion, to each its own. But I'm here to tell you that you can bounce back and recover from it. But I always want to give you guys a sense of understanding of why we do the things that we do from a male's perspective. So, ladies, if you're listening, please turn, your radios up, turn the volume on your cell phones, tablets, or any handheld electrical device, and stay tuned. After this break, I'll break down the top three reasons as to why men actually cheat. I'll also give you the misconceptions that women do post-cheating. Follow on with 5 tips on how to treat your husband or your spouse so that they don't cheat on you again. All that will be in tune after the break. So let me go ahead and play this ad and pay some bills. Bye.
Mash Test Podcast.
All right, and we back. This is Polo Pole once again. I am the host of the Man Stash Podcast. And if you're just now tuning in, listeners, this episode is, all right, so boom, I cheated. And the topic and discussions that we will be surrounding, of course, is kind of self-explanatory. But without further ado, this is all about infidelity, cheating within the African-American household and or relationship. So, before the break, I talked about my personal life experiences and try to correlate it with some type of commonality. So that way we all have some type of common understanding. But I know you guys are, especially you ladies out there, are salivating at the mouth to hear what are the daggone reasons in regards to why men actually cheat. And it better be some good old reasons. I assure you that they are. Again, like I said, from my past experiences and different hurts and traumas, I've realized that, us as men, black men specifically, we lack the quality of being emotionally articulate. And in layman's terms, we suck at explaining our feelings to a T. Some is from insecurities. Some are from, fears of the unknown. But it boils down to is our pride. We're kind of opening it up, if you will, lack of a better terms, our framework, how we think, how we operate, what kind of gets us going, and, pump us up, during the day. But at the same token, the clothes off don't get fed, right? And like I spoke about in my previous episode on effective communication, it's paramount. I assure you, any type of situation and or circumstance within a relationship always gonna fall on communication, even with infidelity. But without further ado, I shall be giving you the top three reasons in regards when men actually cheat, or why they actually cheat. So number three, it's gonna be their friends. Yes, ladies, you did guess it. It's their daggone good-for-nothing friends or whatever. Whether it was DeAndre, Deshaun, LaMondre, you know, whoever the case may be. As a man, we have the honor, duty, and privilege to uphold a household, let alone a marriage, as the head. And, you know, as the head, you have to ensure that your eyes and your focus is always on God. You know, how can your spirituality or your beliefs within Christ or whatever beliefs reflect your household is all going to be on your leadership. And if you have friends that are not like-minded of you, or they jade your integrity, honesty, and morality, then I wouldn't say that these are not the friends for you, but you have to polish them off. You have to refine them, because at the end of the day, you know, birds of a feather flock together. And you don't want not only your spouse or significant other not to trust you, but you don't want your significant other not to trust your friends, because when that happens, they tend to isolate you from them. You know, i.e., you try to go out to a bar, a sporting event, et cetera, et cetera. They will find any or every excuse or whatever for you to just to stay in the house or say, oh, you know, we got this going on and X, Y, and Z. Instead of just saying, hey, I just feel 100% uncomfortable with you going out with this person because you know how they roll. It's against our beliefs and what we stand for. And you, at the same token, you also have to respect, honor, and trust your husband or your spouse that he will or shall not do any wrong. But however, for the top three reasons why this is number three on the list, again, you know, birds of a feather flock together. You know, you got all these friends, you're out, you guys doing your guy talk, talking about woman issues, problems, dramas, you know, and daily trivia, sports, whatever. Everything under the sun, including women. Now, of course, you know, we're visual, you know, as men, we're visual creatures and creatures of habit. But you don't want to establish new habits, you know, being surrounded by someone that are just so infatuated with women, or more so, more infatuated with the thought or idea of having multiple partners to fill that void of love or abandonment that they probably not received when they were a child. Which, you know, nine times they have derived from. But that is number three on the list. So, guys out there, either polish your friends off, do a quick G check, you know, iron sharpens iron, you know, and you want the whole team to win. But the only way that the whole team will win is if you guys are on the same accord. Everyone's on the, you know, this one accord. It's just like within a marriage, you know, you guys have to be in the same or on the same wavelength to ensure that you guys understand how each and every single one of you operate in certain situations and circumstances, so you can move about it the right way. You never want to hear all these things about, you know, your homeboy did X, Y, Z with this female, how you didn't get caught with that, because, you know, over time, when you get to that really bad spill, you'll start to think, well, he got away with it. I'm pretty sure I could get away with it. And that is a big no-go and a huge misconception with men in general. Moving along to number two. Number two is going to be sexual infrequency. Yep, the hanky-panky, the mashing the monkey, you know, the swirly-turly, whatever sexual innuendo that you would like to pronounce, creating or establishing that spiritual, you know, bond or event within your bedroom. But with this of the top three reasons, this is number two, because it's an infrequency. So basically, few and far in between, Or maybe it's just scarce, like it's just a barren wasteland. The loins are dry. You can break them off, if you will, and they will crumble up like a dry cracker. You want to have reassurance within your relationship. You have to treat your relationship as if it was a car. Now, you know, with a car, every 3 months, it has to get a oil change, you know, get a systems check, you know, make sure everything's fully operational, et cetera, et cetera. Even with women, you guys have a cycle every month, you know, where your body naturally is trying to cleanse itself out and, you know, become anew. So maybe or possibly you could bring a new world into this life. But let's treat, you know, our relationship like a car and or a menstrual cycle. It has to sometimes get that gook out, you know, the stuff that kind of lost the spark where you guys, you know, were on day one when you guys met or when you made that connection and say, you know what, this might be the person for me. You know, you have to do a self-assessment. It's always great to do a self-assessment to be self-aware of any issues, hangups, traumas, or tribulations. But you have to do a marriage, you know, check out, and just, you know, chime in. You know, you definitely want to get a good heat check with your spouse and significant other again, because you guys want to be on the same wavelength. If not, you are going to get some, you know, feedback, you know, some reverb in regards to either communication or any issues or problems that may come awry later down once, you know, that snowball effect has, you know, grown larger and larger. And you know, now it's out of control. You can't manage it. You can't handle it. And now you're just spiraling out of control. But I digress. Sexual infrequencies do tend to have the common, you know, gentleman lead astray from off the household. Not saying this is 100% guarantee. Like, oh man, I know I haven't been, you know, doing my wifely duties or my spousal duties. I guess he, you know, out there cheating, and that's not the case. It could be a thing of you start to notice or identify things that are not normal as far as their demeanor or behavior. And it's just like, not saying that it could be that, but if it wasn't as infrequent as it is currently, then you probably wouldn't have this issue. Maybe not right now, maybe later on down the road, but by that time you could, you know, start working on communication a little bit better. It could be, you know, something, you know, within the marriage aspect of life, you know, whether it was the kids, the finances, the career, the spirituality, or whatever, you know, in your life that might become a prevalent issue, and to an issue where it will deter you from staying faithful by your partner. So that's number two. Last but not least, number one. Number one is going to be emotional disconnect. Now, you might say, pull, this is extremely crazy. There's no way it's that easy. You know, you just sound just like the rest of them. And I assure you, ladies and gentlemen out there, that is not the case. Typically, there's something within the relationship that's broken. The man does not speak up due to the insecurities and vulnerabilities of him exposing himself. Or whatever his, you know, intentions or reasons or thought or logic behind it or to why he didn't do it. That's totally not the case. However, what should be established or known is that there's been some type of disconnect emotionally, you know, by feelings, by maybe thoughts that was reassured by actions. And when that mental is not inside the household, is somewhere else, and that is going to be a scary thing because you don't know when it might happen or where did it start, unless you know, get the receipts or whatever. But even from that, you don't even know if that's when it first started, you know. But you know, as a man, you know, your mind get to wandering until you find what you exactly need. You hang on to it, you know, maybe for a little bit, or, you know, for a long time, for it to be a full blown out, you know, cheating scandal or whatever, blow up. But those are the top three reasons in regards to why men actually cheat. Now, it may be, it sounds simple, like, I mean, I've thought about this or whatever, X, Y, and Z. But the reason why I picked these, because it deals with influence, the mental state of affairs within your relationship, or the feelings that you feel. And then kind of the energy, the feng shui, the connection, the spark, that emotional disconnect. Somewhere along the lines, those wires just, you know, either like burnt out, or maybe there was a spark or a shortage within you guys's intricate circuit system of a relationship that needs to be attended to, but it had been left unattended. And it might blew out. It could have, you know, destroyed the whole, you know, circuit board, or maybe it just had a little trip wire, a little faulty wire that can be easily soldered or, you know, handled properly, precisely and accurately. But those are the top three, you know, whether it's, you know, emotionally, mentally, or through influences. It doesn't have to be specifically their closest friends. It could be co-workers. It could be anybody outside of the household, basically. Whoever influenced them, or whoever he will allow to, you know, tell him these nothings in their ear, you're surely doomed to have some type of cheating for shape, form, or fashion. I wouldn't guarantee it 100% because I don't know everybody. Everyone is different. Everyone has a story. And there's so many variables and factors that go into why men cheat. All I can do is attest for my personal experiences and then better convey that to you guys, so that way you can kind of understand from one point of view. But, you know, maybe, you know, somewhere down the line, or maybe after this episode, I'll create a part two and, you know, bring maybe a female guest on and get her perspective, because I don't want to end up bashing anyone. And I think I'm doing, you know, a fairly good job in regards to not pointing the finger at anyone. But, okay, say that you found out, you know, your man was cheating. It's like, okay, what do you do next? Now, for all intents and purposes, this episode is going to be on how to bounce back from relationships. But say you're like, you know what, I love you too much. Or you say, you know what, we have kids, we have a family, we created and established something, and I don't want to just drop all of this time, all of this investment in us off of one, you know, event, whether it was big or small. And that's, you know, extremely admirable. But there is a certain way to properly address this situation or circumstance with infidelity. And you have to, again, have to be extremely delicate when handling this, because you both are vulnerable. You both are fragile, depending on the situation and circumstances. Right. So we got the reasons why, the actual reasons why, you know, no more excuses, no more BS statements, no more begging, you know, to stay, you know, pleading your case or whatever. Now you know the three reasons. If you attend to these before it becomes an issue, or you start to see like even the slightest of change, you know, sit down, address it. You know, whether it's big or small, it may annoy them, but they still know that you care, that you're there for them no matter what. Because sometimes we lose sight of that. You know, we're extremely busy, got our mind on a million, you know, just to try to take care of everything, right? But like I said, we have the two biggest misconceptions that women illustrate and or demonstrate when it comes to dealing with a cheater or someone that has stepped out of their relationship. So, number one is going to be the investigation. Now, we all know, ladies, the moment that you found out we're cheating, whether the other woman or the other woman's friend or a friend of a friend knew this person and they tagged you on a picture, or they might have sent you a text or email and basically said like, hey, this is what up, or they knocked on your door, you know, maybe said like, hey, can we meet, You know, whatever the case may be that you found out that your man or your husband or spouse has cheated, you don't want to be a Nancy Drew, Scooby-Doo, Carmen Sandiego, Dora the Explorer. No, you want to be the wife. You know, you want to be the rock, the anchor this time. Because even though that the man is supposed to be the head of the household, the woman is the neck. And anyone that knows when you wake up with a stiff neck, that head, your ass ain't going nowhere, man. You know, you are turning the entire body. So it goes to, you know, illustrate and demonstrate how pivotal and powerful one could, you know, one could be or is. So, you know, don't sell yourself out short, ladies. All right. So the biggest misconception about dealing with a cheater is doing your own investigation. All right. Even before the person has cheated, you already have your suspicions. You know, you already got that woman's intuition. Lean on that. Use that. You know, pray, sleep, meditate, whatever you need to do to awaken that third eye of realization and self-awareness. When you feel that vibe is off, you need to address it promptly and suddenly and swiftly. Because if you don't, this could be the result. But get into the investigation. You don't want to launch a fact-finding mission, you know, whether it's spying or calling around or interrogating your man or your spouse. You're wasting and investing way too much of your own energy into a senseless hunt to prove what is already known, that the relationship is in fact broken. You don't need proof that your man is out here cheating or possibly maybe cheating or maybe doing something. Because at the end of the day, something's not working between the both of you guys, right? And whether he's cheating or you're just seriously, you know, paranoid looking for evidence that isn't required to know something has to change within your relationship. You're driving yourself mad to, you know, try to catch him in the act or when he did it, you know, trying to find the 5 W's or 4 W's, who, what, when, where, and how. And why you're trying to find all these questions or whatever, and it's not going to get you anywhere, because when you find all this stuff out, it's like, okay, all right, I saw how everything went down, but you're still asking yourself, but why did you do it to me? You know? So when you do all that, all it's going to do is make you look and feel crazy. So please, do yourself, a good bit of service, guys, but, you know, just stop with the investigations. The second one is going to be blaming the other woman, because if it wasn't her, it's going to be someone else. And like I said, there are billions of people within this world, and, you know, blocking, you know, numbers or blocking profiles or shutting down profiles or creating joint profiles and, you know, joint emails, whatever, you know, form of communication that you may do to try to alleviate that, blaming the other woman is not going to do anything. It's not going to fix anything, because that's not the person that was in your household initially. The person that committed to you and promised to be true to you, but yet and still they cheated on you. More importantly, again, if it wasn't that person, it was going to be somebody else. So let it go about blaming that woman. You know, drop the anger towards that other woman, because it's all misguided. Focus on the person who actually committed the adultery or infidelity. Okay? All right, so now that we have gone and talked about the two, or the top two biggest misconceptions that women impose within a person who committed infidelity or cheating or adultery, whatever you want to call it, let's talk about how to bounce back from infidelity, cheating, and how to help your man, your mate, your spouse, your life partner, and getting back into that good familiar place and space. Because at the end of the day, I know that you ladies or other significant others out there that really hold true and dear to the relationship. You just want to feel protected. You want to feel secure within your relationship. And this kind of tipped the balance scale in regards to the trustworthiness and the honor within that. It's a little jaded now, but I'm going to give you some, you know, tips in regards to how to bounce back correctly and use positive reinforcement, because I truly believe that anyone's capable of bouncing back from anything, but, you know, it's totally upon your discretion whether you, you know, stay or go. But I would definitely say that there's always a chance and possibility that things can work out even better than before. You know, it'll definitely awaken and open both of you guys' eyes to really know the severity of really dropping the ball in some aspects of your relationship. So without further ado, I'm going to give you 5 tips on how to treat your man so that he doesn't do it again, so it won't be a reoccurring issue. Now, like I said, even though that he solely made this choice and the effort to step out within the relationship, it started within the household. And any relationship, marriage, or cohabitation, it's a two-way street. It just so happens that he invited another spirit, another soul, another person within your household and your relationship, and it's a little bit distorted. So I'm pretty sure that he has removed that person from within, you know, out of that life, whether it was from one fleeting moment or multiple. Hopefully and prayerfully that he have abruptly and swiftly ended that relationship and interaction with the mistress. So for the first step, you want to drop the constant criticism. Now, I get it. Your feelings and emotions are still raw and enraged and inflamed. But one thing that you don't want to do is, you know, have the constant downpour of the nagging of that personal criticism, because no one wants to be a punching bag, whether they did right or wrong. And listen, you know, aside from cheating, you know, maybe it might be a thing of he didn't put his socks away, or he came home too late, or forgot to do something around the house. Just make sure that you don't harp on him every day about this or that. You know, these are small things, because one thing that a lot of people, you know, forget, or what they don't realize, is that once that person or that significant other leaves from out that door, you don't know if they're going to come back. And how would that affect you? How would you feel knowing the last thing that you said was something negative, something hurtful, something that you will possibly regret? And that was the last thing that you see him until you're looking at them in that casket. So be cognizant of your words and how you operate around delicate situations and unfortunate events just like this one. Aside from constant criticism, you know, men want to feel appreciated, you know, as well as women. So to avoid a negative relationship habit, such as blaming or threatening or punishing or even criticizing, you can make a list of things that you can nag him about or might be an issue or a problem, whether within the household or out. But let's cross some of those out consciously and try to reduce that criticism. Be sure to avoid generalizing statements. This is also an effective communication. Words like never, always, or every time make a statement too generalizing. So for example, ladies, if you don't really get what I'm trying to go at, but for example, a statement like this: how come you never come home on time? I mean, come on now. What type of question is that? You know, here it is, this dude is, you know, slaving, breaking his back. And, you know, you're doing a generalizing, you know, question. You know, be specific. You know, be tactful and understand whether you give him the benefit or doubt. But you want to approach everything with love instead of that raw emotion of what you're feeling. You don't want to project, right? Being in the midst of cheating or infidelity, you want to be soft on the person, but tough on the issue, because you never want that issue to happen yet again. We were trying to prevent that from happening, being a reoccurring issue, whether with the person who has cheated or was the cheater, to the person who was cheated on. You know, it could be a thing of a tit for tat. You don't want to do that. So be sure that you can separate the two, compartmentalize, you know, what you guys got going on. That was just a separate event through a union between amongst you two. So be soft. If you're upset about something that he did, whether it's cheating or not, communicating with him separate from that person and separate from that issue. Remind your husband or your spouse or significant other that he or she is a good person. You know that they didn't, you know, mean to make a mistake, but you felt sad when they did. Whatever the behavior or event that upset you, right? But if you use ineffective communication, it will do the exact opposite of what you're trying to prevent or what you want to happen. And that is, you know, create a positive establishment, reestablish your relationship and connection and spark. But this is going to do the exact opposite if you use or utilize ineffective communication. In this case, it's going to be through your raw emotions. You're speaking through your emotions instead of your whole thought process, right? It's an important step, and you know it will lead you to personalize the issue and attack the partner, all the while minimalizing the issue. So you're constantly bashing them, you know, about, you know, what they did wrong, why could they do this to you, why did you hurt me, and all this other stuff, and you're not really getting to the root cause of why. Where did it start? Where did I drop the ball? It's not that you're, you know, accepting the blame like it's all on you, because it's a two-way street. You know, he just committed an action prior to something that was already broken within the relationship. But moving forward, you want to keep in touch with that significant other throughout the day. You know, both partners should work on not withdrawing from with one another. In order to have a positive relationship, you know, you got to understand that you need to communicate in a constant basis. It's important to not let things fester, especially with cheating or infidelity. You need to be on top of your relationship so that way you can spot even the littlest of changes in the dynamic before they become big changes like infidelity. Talk to, you know, that person about, you know, their day, every day. Text them, I love you, but don't do it way too much that you're disrupting their work or, you know, what they need to do to accomplish the day. But do it in a way that's frequent to let them know that you're constantly thinking about them and you're always on their mind. Another tip is going to be to improve how you argue. This is going to be a big one, ladies. So focus and listen, please listen to what I had to say right here. So improve how you argue. You know, again, when you're, you know, in the midst of just raw emotions of being hurt or insecure or any of those things that come up in this time of unfortunate events, people who argue well, they have a better chance of avoiding infidelity again or ever. But we're just saying, post cheating or, you know, adultery, every couple argues, but there are definitely positive ways to make sure arguments don't turn into something more lasting and can abruptly end a relationship. If there is an issue, address it right then and there. Don't dodge it, don't try to avoid it, but ensure that you can avoid judgment language. Rather than chastising that person who cheated, tell them how it made you feel, how you hurt. Give them the I's instead of the you's. Ensure your statements, you know, are with I feel such and such. You know, keep the comments on the I's, guys. But while you're talking about amongst yourselves, be sure to use plural pronouns such as we, us, our, because you still want to ensure your other partner or significant other that you're still in this, you're still working on this together, and you want to speak as if you guys are together. So us, our, we, are, you know, definitely great plural pronouns to establish a statement, especially a positive one of togetherness. Be sure that you don't yell and don't go negative and say things that you might regret, because what will happen is you might say some things that you can't take back, no matter how many times you apologize or try to do a nice gesture. In the back of their mind or deep within their heart, they still remember and maybe cling and hold on to those, you know, hurtful words, and the detriment is insurmountable, right? So say if that person want to get some space, not as far as like taking a break, but just step out, taking a breather, just go ahead and give it to them. You know, let the convo just die down, let the emotions kind of, dissipate, so that way you can approach it the right way with a cool head and a calming heart. I would highly advise you guys to use a 48-hour rule where you just kind of like sleep on it, you know, meditate, pray, whatever practice that you establish to ascertain all of your thoughts and feelings, but you want to convey it in the right way. You know, you want to move the right way, because again, if you're trying to work on it being together, you want to ensure that every possibility and every occurrence or option that you have is all positive and all throughout of love. And last but not least, you want to ensure that you use words of affirmation. Here it is. Whatever what was broken within the relationship was a thing that, you know, could have been fixed through effective communication. And a lot of the times we're so busy that we lose sight of what matters most. And that is your number one priority, your life partner, your spouse. And it goes vice versa. And while in the midst of that, sometimes, you know, good morning or hey, babe, hey, honey, hey, dear, whatever, you know, pet names or, you know, words of endearment to ensure that, hey, I still love you. I'm still thinking about you. I'm still here for you. And I just want you to know you're still a special person in my life and a part of my household, you know, my spirit. I want to ensure that. So whether it's, you know, having the constant I love you, is checking up on you every day, arguing the right way as two respectful adults, versus you know, just going off of raw emotion. You know, that's never healthy. It's, you know, typically it's going to be, you know, volatile, and there's going to be a lot of things that you can't turn back from, even on top of the cheating. You know, so you never want to put yourself in a sticky situation where you are being a detriment on top of something that will kind of throw away the relationship, you know, just off of, you know, a negative, you know, feeling or thought. And that's all my tips to establish a groundwork or a foundation after, you know, that tornado of an infidelity or an unfortunate event where someone stepped out of the relationship. But the bonus tip that I have for you guys before you, you know, as far as preventative measures, I would say if you're in any marriage, if you're in any typical or intimate relationship, committed monogamous relationship, ensure that each day you treat it as if it's your first date. If you think about the first time that you laid eyes on that, you know, special person in your life, I'm pretty sure you can think of just that passion of how, you know, bad that you want them, or how, you know, beautiful or handsome or sexy that person was, and you just can't wait to just have them, you know, all to yourself. You want that spark to stay there. Sometimes, you know, it flutters, it flickers. Sometimes it's completely just trashed or wiped out. But you want to get down to the root cause of any type of issue or problem. And you know, delve deep, you know, dig deep and figure out or find out, why'd you love this person in the first place? How did you get here from there? Utilize your past to ensure that your present be a positive one. Learn from your mistakes, you know, learn from the pain, because if you don't, it's just going to come back twice as hard and twice as worse. And that's it, guys. That is my podcast. I know that I went a little bit over 30 minutes, but I wanted to get all that information in there because this is a very prevalent issue within the African-American community, specifically our young folk, or even those, you know, new upcoming marriages, or some that, you know, been married, you know, maybe 3, 5, 10 years. You know, you never know. Again, you know, I am Polo Pool. My mission and overall goal is to promote the betterment of the black man. You know, we are overlooked and underappreciated, not just by, you know, our household or our significant other sometimes, but mainly with society. You know, the media, you know, shows us or depicts us as these ravaging beasts, you know, just untamed, just, you know, out here just doing crazy things, and everyone is scared of us, even though that we put up this, you know, extreme facade of being this pleasant, nice person. And the same goes for our beautiful queens as well. You guys are depicted as always being that angry black woman, and you know, I'm here to, you know, destroy all of that rhetoric and narrative. And also, for all those black men that, you know, don't have anyone to turn to or really to guide them on their way to being a righteous man, a righteous husband and father, I just hope that my past experiences and this platform gives you or utilize some type of tool within your tool set to help you get to where you need to go. And that's all I want. You know, so if I have, you know, either one listener or 1,000 or, you know, more than that, as long as I can, you know, positively affect one person, I'm blessed. You know, this is therapeutic for me. So, you know, even if no one listens, it's definitely therapeutic for me, and it definitely helps me throughout my struggle and my journey. So I, again, want to thank all of my listeners, my stashers out there. I appreciate you guys. Salute off to you kings, queens. Please, you know, give a like, give a listen. Please comment. I know this all coming from the male's perspective. I'm pretty sure you would like to chime in, whether I did a good job or not. I love any type of feedback, not criticism. Totally two different things. But I definitely would like for you guys to either email me at my email, which is themanstashpodcast@gmail.com, all one word. Or you can do it simple. Just go ahead, get up on IG, go up in that search box and just type in The Man Stash Podcast. And I'm right there. You'll see the logo. You see the name. You see the information and link. Either, you know, like the picture, a post, you know, share it with a friend. Follow me. I'll be producing more content, more information. Right now is a little bit scarce. I've been extremely busy within my personal life, but I'm, you know, looking forward to sharing that with you guys in the near future, as well as more things that I'll be doing with this podcast and some other business ventures. You can also go at anchor.fm and type in The Man Stash Podcast. There you'll see my podcast website where you can leave a voice message. If you don't feel like typing anything like a long paragraph or a 5-page dissertation on cheating, or any of my topics that I did, this is my 6th episode. I will continue to do so until I can't no more and I'll just go on to something next. But Every episode, I appreciate the feedback. I appreciate the love. So please continue to share, promote my stuff through word of mouth, whether it's through your social media platforms or whatever, what have you. It's all greatly appreciated. I thank you. Salute off to you. Peace and blessings. And I see you on the next episode. It's Polo Pool. God bless. Bye.
I love you. Daddy.